Hallelujah. This is James Glory, Denby Dale, Kirklees, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with an update for you. Well, having gone to the male voice choir for my introduction, for my interview almost, I actually got to sit in and sing with the choir, a second tenor, hallelujah. And I got to meet local businessmen, local churchmen, talk about divine appointments and divine contacts. It was beyond what I could have imagined. God's grace again, sufficiency. God's all sufficiency. You know, as I talked this morning on this morning's audio boo, I talked about walking into the steps that God had prepared, what He'd ordained for me, and I did this boldly, without fear, you know, and I really, really trusted God, and it was beyond what I could imagine. So I thank you, all those who supported me and prayed, and for the emails I got, taking the mickey about Hallelujah James in the choir. Very good, very good, very witty. But also I've had a couple of great responses to this morning's cast about how God has prepared a path and how God can bring you through from new starts, and how you remember the Galilean fisherman, Peter, and then went back to fishing. Now, have you today listened to what was said this morning from the scriptures? Have you decided not to go back to fishing and move beyond? Because God has prepared a great path for you if you're prepared to take that step. God will not just force you to do things. Do you know, He may prepare great paths for you, but He will never force you to do anything, because that would not be love. That would be domineering. That would be almost cruel. That's why we have the choice of free will, because if God made everything good and every choice you did was good, 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 it wouldn't be a choice at all. You see, this is how we elevate and grow. You see, by the choices we make and the chances we take can often lead us one way or another. But God is good, you know, and His grace is sufficient. And if you don't want to just stay as a fisherman or go back to fishing, you need to walk in these wonderful steps that God has ordained for you according to the word of God. Yes, and I managed to sing a little as well, guys, and it was really confidence boosting, real confidence boosting. And then, hallelujah, here we go for divine appointments and connections. I met the new landlord of my new place. Oh, and he's only part of a church, and only on the church wall where he is in this village is one of my poems about the stone was rolled away. So it's like I'd already met the guy, even though I hadn't seen him face to face. This is what God will do if you trust Him. He will lay out a path for you. It's already there. You just have to receive, reach out and appropriate what God has already provided by grace. I, James Glory, I'm living testimony to this. I lay bare my life daily for you so that you can see that the things I go through, the growth, the troubles, the problems, these things that I come through, it is evident to any of you who have listened by now that God has got His hand on my life. And it's not because I'm special, because I am the least of His children, believe me. But He will do the same for you, because it says God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't elevate one and not another. You just have to take this as it is. And it's all about that. And it's all about grace. Because as we know, the scripture says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So there we go. Now you can see the connection there. The divine appointments, the steps I've walked in, and the grace. Hallelujah. This is James Glory, Denby Dale, Kirklees, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England. Oh, la, 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 la. Now a second tenor in a choir. Hallelujah. Keep the emails coming at jamesglory77@yahoo.com. Hallelujah.